Welcome back to Through the Word. I'm your host, Peyton Jones, and today we'll be in Deuteronomy chapter 16. When I was growing up, my house was filled with post-it notes that reminded me of certain upcoming events. One of them was a post-it note that my mom would put up every week. She recycled the same one every Tuesday morning. It had to do with taking out the trash, my weekly chore. The post-it note read, "Peyton, take out the trash." It wouldn't have been so bad, except that somebody, one of my friends, had jokingly written underneath, for all the world to see every week, a note that said, "Linda, wouldn't you rather Peyton take out a nice, wholesome girl instead?" You know, life is a little bit like that. There's a lot of trash in life to take out. There's a lot of tragedy, a lot of heartache. But in the midst of that, there's a lot to laugh at. There's a lot to smile about. There's a lot to be happy with, and a lot to be full of joy for. The symbol of theater has long been embodied by two masks, one of suffering and one of joy. The happy face represents humor, joy, celebration, and happiness. The other mask in the symbol presents us with the other side of life, the tragedies, the sorrows, and suffering. That's because our human experiences blend together with these two songs into our daily lives. We know great joys and deep sorrows simply because we're alive. That's the price tag. We get both. Sorry. Just being alive earns you the God-given right to suffer as well as rejoice. And this chapter focuses on the feasts that the Israelites were to celebrate that would remind them of certain things. And there were also somber feasts to remember things with a little touch of sorrow in their heart. Remember that Deuteronomy is a giant reminder. It's like a giant post-it note in itself. Well, God sets up some of these festivals that were reminders to rejoice and be thankful in the midst of the sorrows of life, which can kick us pretty hard sometimes. Twice in this chapter, God tells them to rejoice. Verse 11, he says, "And rejoice before the Lord your God." And also in verse 14, "Be joyful at your festival." I don't know about you, but this is something that constantly amazes me about God. This is a God who wants us to party, to rejoice, to have fun, to celebrate. It was such a change from the gods around them who wanted their people to be afraid of them or had to be reminded to grovel. But God wants them to be blessed, joyful, and happy. But he also didn't want them to pretend that that's all there was. So there was a balance in the feast. And these feasts were giant post-it notes hung up on their calendar that God would leave his people during their year. And these reminders would be placed on the calendar certain days that every year reminded them at certain seasons of the great events that God used to show them who he was. Here they are. In this chapter, there's the Passover in verses 1 through 8, the Festival of Weeks in verses 9 through 12, and the Festival of Tabernacles in verses 13 to 17. There were more festivals, but why these three? Well, the Passover was at the core of their relationship with God. He delivered them, and in doing so, established the type of relationship he wanted with them, one of freedom and gratitude. The Passover was a party. They were to get down in the presence of God. Every bite of food, every drink of wine was an act of worship. So much better than killing your kids, isn't it? I'm sorry, I can't get off that, but the contrast needs to be remembered here. Then there was the Festival of Weeks. What was that about? Also called the Feast of the First Fruits or Pentecost, it was all about the harvest. The first gleaning would be gathered up of the crops and a portion would be offered to God as a freewill offering. You gave according to how much God had blessed you, so 10%. In the New Testament, this feast was known as Pentecost. That's right. And it was the celebration of the first harvest of souls on the day of Pentecost when God poured out his Holy Spirit and Peter preached his first gospel sermon, leading 3,000 souls to Christ. If you ever wondered why the Holy Spirit dropped on that day, that's the reason. But the happiest post-it note was to come. The Festival of Tabernacles was a 7-day party celebrating that God had made a place for them when they were pilgrims, wanderers and strangers in a strange land. They remembered how God led them and guided them by cutting off palm branches and making huts for themselves outside the city walls. It would be kind of like a giant Lollapalooza, but only without all the sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Pretty much nothing like Lollapalooza at all. But they were outside living in tents. It was like a giant block party, but for your city, and it was meant to be super fun. Imagine how much the kids love this. And those parents got to barbecue outside and probably lost those same kids. But it would remind them that even when they were in a foreign land, God had a plan for them and looked after them. How about you? Do you ever feel like a stranger in a strange land, like you're out of place, you're not completely home yet? Do you ever feel weirded out, like a wanderer out of place and out of luck? Then God would set a post-it note in front of you today and say, rejoice. Things aren't so bad. I go to prepare a place for you. Turn around and you'll see three post-its that God's putting up for you. Number one, remember the Passover. God would say, I died for you. I set you free from the bondage and slavery that you had to your sin and guilt. Then the second post-it would say, remember the Feast of Pentecost. I put my Holy Spirit inside of you so that you could have me with you everywhere you go. And then the third post-it note says, remember the Feast of Tabernacles. Even though you feel lost and confused sometimes, my Spirit is still guiding you always, leading you invisibly. Even though you can't see me and don't notice with your eyes, I'm there. I bought you to set you free, to put my Spirit into you as a guarantee that I'd take you to myself, and I'll never let you go that far astray that you become finally lost. You are mine. And that post-it note is worth looking at every single day. And God didn't just give you one, He gave you three. So today I say with Paul, rejoice, believer. And again, I say rejoice. Well, read Deuteronomy chapter 16 today. And as you do, rejoice. And remember, don't take out trash. Take out nice, wholesome people instead.
Join us next time as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word.